Who is Mike Munger, and why is he on the State of Things so often? We know you've been wondering this very thing, and the answer is twofold. Mike Munger is an economist who chairs the Political Science Department at Duke University, and an all-around smart guy, which is why you often hear him weighing in on economic and political issues. He also has a secret past in musical theater, which is why you hear his reviews of Triangle Area productions, like this one, of The Taming of the Shrew.
Shrew! It has a double meaning. It can mean a peevish, evil person, or the small mammal once called the shrew mouse. There are multiple meanings also in Burning Coal Theater's wonderful new production of The Taming of the Shrew. The Triangle rarely gets Shakespeare, so don't miss this. Burning Coal has given us a version of the play that's both new and yet surprisingly faithful to the meanings and values of the original. Now, of the Shakespeare library, this one might seem an odd choice. Like Merchant of Venice, it presents a view of life that makes modern audiences uncomfortable or even angry. The view of women in Shrew, like the view of Jews in Merchant of Venice, seems two-dimensional and stereotypic. But Shakespeare held up a mirror to his own society and his own times. He then fixed that image on paper for our examination. The vision from Shakespeare's 400-year-old mirror reveals something about our modern sensibilities also. It's been said by students of the play that The Taming of the Shrew is a litmus test of Shakespeare's values and a Rorschach of our own. What you will see here depends on what you already think. This zenned-up version of The Shrew in BTI's Kennedy Theater is wonderful. It's a real success. If you go for nothing other than the comedic touches, you'll find it worthwhile. The acting is excellent, with Nick Berg Barnes as Petruchio and Liz Beckham as Tranio, both real standouts. There's an energy here, a sense of direction and unity that the Zen prism of this production seems to focus like a beam of light. But I thought that the play worked at another level, a much deeper and more difficult level. The problem with The Shrew for modern audiences is that its depiction of women as naturally subservient and obedient seems at best anachronistic, possibly offensive. The speech by Katharina at the end, where she acknowledges that such duty as the subject owes the prince, even such a woman oweth to her husband, rings false to most ears. The director, Jerome Davis, took a risk. They play it straight, without ironic winks or nudges. Now, you can make the thing work this way, but it's hard. The way to make it work is to focus on Petruchio. Drama touches us when we see people change and grow, when we watch them go through the most important events of their lives. This play isn't about taming Katharina. It's about Petruchio's chance at redeeming his own dissolute life as the son of a nobleman. Petruchio had the right, in his world, to demand Katharina's obedience. But the play only works if we think he has earned it, so that she gives it, willingly. It seems the play will end, like so many of the comedies, with a parade of couples to the altar. But there's more. In the play's pivotal moment, after he wins his wager, Petruchio is tested. All along he's cared only about money and the challenge of breaking a willful woman to his own will. In his choice, whether to live as he has or to bet everything he has on love, we learn whether he can be tamed.
Mike Munger chairs the Political Science Department at Duke when he's not appearing on The State of Things. That's The State of Things for today. Thanks for listening. If you have a comment about our show, drop us an email here at sot@wunc.org. Support for The State of Things comes from listeners who support North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm David Crabtree.